Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
This topic, answering the Great Commission. What is this morning? The Great Commission. One more time. Answering the Great Commission. It says a call to action. This sermon, this message this morning is a what? Call to action. Answering this Great Commission. So, Pastor, what is the Great Commission? Matthew chapter 28. Let's look for it. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 19 through 20, answering the Great Commission, okay? So let's go there quickly. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things, watch this, that I, teaching them to observe all things that I have what? Command you. Do not teach them what you think and what you believe. He says, teach them what I have commanded you. And hear this now. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. So I want you to really pay attention to what the Word of God says. Because I don't want you to think this morning what you think it is. Just look what it says. Just look what it says and believe what it says. That's all. He says, you and I must go. We must answer this call. All of us, everyone in this house must answer this call. It isn't to a few people. It is to all. It is to all believers. It is to all those that are born again. It is to everyone that is saved. This commission is not the commission to the pastor. It's not the commission to the apostle. It's not the commission to the prophet. It's the commission to all. So the apostle, the prophet, the bishop, the simple member, all in this. All of us are in this command. Look now at Matthew 24, verse 14. How we need to know this. Go teach them everything I command you. So we got to know what he commanded us to do. All right? Matthew 24, verse 14. Let's read it. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come. So what is it? What should we go out to do? To proclaim the gospel. That's what he commanded us to do. Go proclaim the gospel, because the end is coming. The end is coming, so we must get up and go. We save to go. We save not to sit. We save to go and not to sit. We save to go and not to sit. Look at Mark 16, verse 15. And he says to them, go. Where? Into all the world. And preach the gospel to every creature. Everyone. Doesn't matter. If he's living, preach the gospel to that person. To every living creature. Look at the next verse. He who believes. When you preach it, then those who believe will be what? Baptized. Will be saved. But he does not believe will be what? Condemned. My job is just to tell. That is my job. And you must be excited. Just tell. You don't have to Bible beat nobody. You don't have to go beat up somebody with the Bible. Just tell the good news and leave it just there. If they believe, then they're okay. If they believe that, the Bible says they will be what? Condemned. Because every man shall stand before the judgment seat of Almighty God, and every man will give an account of his life here on earth. Sometimes we get it wrong. We think we are the God. We're not the God. By the grace of God, I'm saved. By the grace of God, you are saved. If God's grace never come to you, you and I would not be here. Billy Graham, in his crusade, he always have this song that is sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved, not a good person, he said, that saved a wretch like me. That just none of us was good. I once was lost, but now I found. I once was blind, going the wrong way, but now I can see what to do. The grace of God that bring men unto repentance. The grace of God that bring men to the love of God. Look at verse 17. And these signs, watch. Go, do what I say, and then you will know if you're doing what I say. See, the word of God can't lie. It just helped me here at celebration to see it and to teach you correctly. So I don't put no spin when I come up here. This is not the church that puts spin on what God says. What he says is what it is. We just go do it. Let's go do it. We're okay. He says now, if you go with the gospel, not my gospel, not your gospel, his gospel, then something is going to happen. He said, this sign will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues that he sent you. Okay? Look at the next verse. They will take up what? Serpent. And if they drink deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So I tell you, when you go on his commission, you'll see sign and wonders. You will see miracle. So before you go, make sure he's sending you. Because when he sent you, he's there with you. The main thing of the church is the main thing. And the main thing of the church is to preach the gospel to every nation. That's the main thing of the church. The main thing of the church is the main thing. And the main thing is the gospel. Some people ask the pastor, what you believe? I believe this, the gospel. What doctrine you have? This. This is it for us. We have no other doctrine. It's all here. The word of God. I remember when I was in Bible college, one of my professors says, the word of God is, it is the inspired word of God. It is good for edification. It is good for doctrine. So it is the doctrine. It is good for what? Correction. Pastor, go correct that person. Yeah, I'm only going to correct that person through here. I'm not going to correct that person because you want me to correct them. It has to be in here. See, everything that we need is here. Everything that we need is right here. If we just stay with it, we will see great and awesome things happen. Because he promised us, if we are going, staying with this, he's going to make sure people see it work. He says, and Lord, I will be with you. How are people going to know that God is with us? When the sign comes, when a man is, it says, pray for me, I give up. I remember in the early days of this church, he brought him to church with him. And he come, you know, think it's a play. He comes with all his marijuana and whatever drugs in his pocket. Never empty them. You think, you take it, I'm going to go to church, so let me leave them someplace. No, he has it in his pocket. And I was teaching that morning, and I keep on teaching, and I keep on teaching. And the more I teach, the more the Holy Spirit is convicting him right where it's at. I don't know anything about this young man. And I teach and teach and teach. And as soon as I end, he jump up, and he start a ball, and he takes all the drugs out and drop it right at the altar. It was a testimony that God was there. It was a testimony to me that God was there, none of me but him. He didn't do it because of what I was saying. He did it because of the word. I was only using the word. Who am I? I was only up there using the word. That man moved by the word, not by me. He moved by what that word says. The word convicted him. And I learned my lesson. I'm nothing but a vessel. That's all I am. Ooh, I'm nothing but a vessel. God moves on commitment. He moves when we say, here am I, send me. God moved that way. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up. And he saw the glory of the God fill the temple. Look at the next verse as we pray. And above it stood the seraphims, and each one of them 6 wings. Because that the glory, they can't look at the glory of God. Look at verse 3. Think about it. His glory is here this morning. And one cried, and another says, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of God's glory. We are to carry the glory of God. Whole cocoa should be filled with God's glory. It's upon us. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is upon you. How powerful this is. Look at the next verse. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with his smoke. It is here this morning. Verse 5. So I said, woe. Watch this. All of us fit ourselves there. Woe is me, for I am undone because of a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. I hope this morning that's where we see ourselves. That we ain't no righteous more than anybody. That's why Isaiah cried out. You see God, he says, woe is me, God. I have seen your glory. Watch the next verse, verse 6. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand an alive coal, which he had taken from the tongues are from the altar. Watch this now. We're going to see this. And he touched my mouth. May God touch our mouth. Touch my mouth with it and says, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. Lord, purge us this morning. Lord, take our iniquity away and purge us. May we stand in your presence here today, Lord, saying, Lord, we ain't good. We just need you to purge us. Lord, purge Celebration Tabernacle.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.